Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Since 2007, Circus Harmony's youth circus troupe, the St. Louis Arches, has worked in collaboration with a similar group from Israel. Contributor Steve Potter has more on Peace Through Pyramids.
Pyramids refer to what the St. Louis Arches do in the ring, not those monuments in Egypt. Jessica Hentoff is Circus Harmony's director. Hi, great to see you again.
Thank you for having me back.
And Jessica, when the kids from both groups get together, they have a new name.
We call them the Galilee Arches because it's the Galilee Circus from Israel and the St. Louis Arches from America.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with a question or two for the two young ladies you brought here today. Hala Asadi is a member of the Galilee Arches. Hi, Hala.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Maya Zuckerman is a member, and she's here as well. She's from St. Louis, though. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hala, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, and where in Israel are you from?
I'm 19 years old, and I'm from Deir el-Assad.
And where exactly is that?
The north.
What about you, Maya?
I am 17, and I am from University City in St. Louis.
Okay. Hala, tell me about the Galilee Circus a little bit. You know, how long have you been with them?
11 or 12 years.
Wow, so you started as just a kid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any sort of specialty or favorite part of what you do?
I do silks.
Which is?
It's an aerial act. Uh-huh. It's also known as tissue or fabric, aerial silks.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And Maya, what about you?
I really like what the Arches do, which is partner acrobatics with a big group of kids.
And what do you mean by that term, partner acrobatics?
Well, basically the bigger kids throw the little kids in the air.
How long have you two known each other?
We've known each other for 2 years now.
Yes.
So you started, did you go over to Israel at least one time too?
And yeah.
Have you been here before?
Yeah.
And actually the very first year we went, if you look at the movie Circus Kids, she's a little girl and they're having her birthday party.
I've seen quite a few of your kids grow up, by the way.
Right, and this is one of my Israeli kids who has grown up now.
Jessica, there's a reason for Peace Through Pyramids, and it sort of goes back, although you had already been doing it for a while, but to 2014, there are a couple of events that sort of overlap for you guys that really made this have special meaning.
We were in Israel, and the night that before we left, Gaza started bombing Israel. We went anyway, and were there for 2 weeks, and then they shut the airports down, and we were stranded for an extra week in Israel, much to the delight of the children, not so much to their parents, who were very worried over here. And then when we did finally get back, 4 days later, Ferguson exploded. So when we were in Israel, we stayed in the Galilee, and we were several hours, actually, from the actual conflict. But when we were here, our office is in Florissant, although our classes are based out of City Museum, and we were 4 miles from the conflict, and the conflicts were very similar. So our response was to start a Peace Through Pyramids with local children, children from Ferguson and Saul Merowitz Jewish Community School in West County, which is continuing on. So now we have Peace Through Pyramids Israel, and we have that local Peace Through Pyramids partnership, and we're starting 2 more in the fall.
I see. Maya, tell me a little bit about your time in Israel, what that was like and what the experience was like for you.
Well, it was amazing, and everyone was really worried about how the trip would go and what would happen to where we were performing and where we were training when we were there because of the war. But actually where we were was completely peaceful, and on some days I even forgot that the war was going on until we would go home and see it on the news or hear people talking about it. But the experience itself really was amazing. It was not anything you could expect really going into it. It was great meeting all of the other Israeli kids and Arab kids and getting to know all of them through circus.
Uh-huh. Hala, what do you remember about that particular time?
I remember they were a little bit because of the conflict was in Israel. But the period was amazing. We have a lot of fun. We practiced. We made the shows. And they stayed another week with us. It was amazing there.
Jessica, you have made the point that Circus Harmony is based in Florissant.
The office is Florissant.
And when you got back, you actually, you know, it sounds to us here, it sounds like you were in a scary, precarious situation, but you sort of made the point that it was more so when you got back here.
Absolutely. It was closer, literally closer to home when we were in Florissant, and it was still very similar. In my neighborhood, there were National Guards at the entrance to every street. And when we were in Israel, at dusk, there was a military presence at the entrance to every Arab village, including the one where we were rehearsing. We had some of the shows canceled because groups were afraid to travel that time when we were in Israel. But I should also add, when we got stranded the extra week and we put out on Facebook that we needed food and we needed activities and we needed shows that were paying, we got more offers than we could handle. And there were Americans who saw us even in Israel. And the show must go on.
Uh-huh.
And it did. And it's a little focus. Somebody called it a candle of light in the darkness. So here, there, wherever there's conflict, there can also be people who focus on what they can create together. And that's what we do.
So how much have things changed for you, for the group, in the last 2 years?
Well, the group keeps evolving. So the skill level gets higher and higher. It's amazing to watch the kids who have come through our program and have taken off into the world. And the very first person from the Galilee Circus got accepted into an international circus school. Shai, who toured here with us several times, is in a circus school in Italy. And another one of their members, Yahel, is auditioning for circus schools. So it's just helped everybody spread these ripples out into the pond of the world.
I'd like you sort of all to talk about what it's meant to get to know one another, because that's a, besides the performance aspect of this,
and you look
getting
at,
to know in friendships is part of really what you're about.
We had Jewish kids living in Arab villages when we were in Israel, which is not something that happens so much, but also just our circus being there meant Israeli Jewish kids were in Arab villages, and there was a lot of...
It was in my house.
Yeah.
Say that again, Hala.
A girl from, she's Jewish, and she was in my house. She slept with the American guys.
Uh-huh. Well, what's it been like you meeting kids from another country and getting to work with them? Did you have any, I don't know, did you have any preconceived ideas about...
I like so much like how we evolved together, the Jewish, the Americans, and the Arabs, how we go to each other. We meet each 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happened with her generation was like the little kids looking up going, I want to get old enough to do that. And she did.
Yeah.
And it's family. And they are the next generation from the first group that was actually on the show in 2007 and or 2008 was when we came to America. And it keeps evolving. And because of Facebook, they stay in touch and they send videos back and forth and they use WhatsApp and all these other things to talk to each other, even though you only see each other every 2 years.
Maya, coming from here and with the background of Ferguson, things that you witnessed up close here, how did that affect how you saw things when you were in Israel and the dynamics that were going there? Did you relate to it in any way, or did it make you change what you thought?
Not so much. I don't know. I was definitely stressed out about the trip just because of all the conflict going on here and there, and I was even stressed out coming home because of the conflict in Ferguson. But I was never worried that we wouldn't get along with the Israeli kids or anything. I knew that they would be friendly because they're circus people, and in my experience, all circus people are great. But I was more interested to see how the Jewish and the Arab kids reacted to each other. But when you got there, you couldn't even... Like, I had to ask them whether they were Jewish or Arab, because you just couldn't tell. They were all so friendly, and it didn't even seem to matter in this small community.
Hala, have you made some good friends through this?
Yeah.
Jessica, so you're starting a new season, I guess you call it.
So we have classes for all ages. You don't have to just be in a Peace Through Pyramids partner. We're waiting for you to come and take juggling class with us.
You and I have talked about that for a long time.
So we also have our flying trapeze is set up in Chesterfield, behind the Chesterfield Athletic Club through October. Our fall classes start August 22nd. Anyone can come. But first, while the Galilee Arches are together here for the next 2 weeks, people should come and see the shows. We have shows at City Museum. We have shows at Trout Lodge this weekend. The whole family can come up.
But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about what we'll see in a show.
So when they first get here, we all get together in a gym, and the kids actually put together the shows themselves. They've been working together long enough. Maya, talk about the process of creating the shows.
Yeah, okay. So we all start off trying to, like, figure out what everybody can really do. But then from there, what kind of happens, even if communication is hard, because not all of their English is great, and I don't think any of us speak Hebrew anywhere near being fluent. So it's really interesting to put... act together, really just showing each other what you can do. And if, like, I've known Hala for a long time, so I know what she can do. But meeting all the new kids, what you really have to do is just show them what you can do and see if they can do the same and start creating from there and just build up, even if you can't really communicate with your words.
So some of our kids have written out an outline of the act, and then it's like playing with Legos, and you put the different pieces together and see what works.
Well, can you describe to me a few of the things I'll see specifically?
Okay. Well, there is a contortion act. There's a hula hoop act.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Contortion?
Contortion, yes.
How far do you go with that?
Well,
really far, because we have one of the best contortion teachers in the world at Circus Harmony.
Really?
And she has worked with some of the Israeli kids as well.
So it's a really, really good contortion act. We have hula hoops, we have juggling and unicycle, and we all do partner acrobatics together.
So you're seeing a 21-person partner acrobatic act. It's phenomenal.
Hala, is what you've done with your group in Israel, does it seem that's very similar to what these kids do here?
Yeah, we do like almost the same. We do the Barton acrobats, the juggling, hula hoops, silks, the contortion.
Uh-huh. Maya, did you start at a young age too? What's your background?
Well, I had done gymnastics when I was a little kid, and then I didn't like it so much when I got to a competitive age, so I decided to find something else. So I started taking circus camps when I was, I think, 10 or 11, and I'm 17 now, so I've been there for almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you start that young also?
Yeah, when I started, I was 7 or 6.
Are you popular in Israel? Do a lot of people come and see you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like groups, but more not in Israel. Comes from America or groups around the world, they come to see.
Jessica, I understand what the kids would get out of working together and experiencing new cultures and things, but what about an audience member? Does any of this kind of bleed off on them?
It absolutely does. A lot of times they come with a preconceived notion of, oh, it's kids doing circus, so it'll be cute. And then the awe, isn't that cute, turns to actual awe because the skill level of what they're doing is a professional level, very amazing to watch, and inspirational because you see these children of all different ages and from different places working together so well and communicating through circus that it's just, it lifts your spirits, it lifts your hope for the rest of the world. When we're talking in American politics and European politics about separation, and here you see a really strong sense of community. It really gives you hope.
We actually had a Jewish intern, I think, until just a few months ago.
It was Yahel from the Galilee Circus. He spent a whole year with us training, and then he's gone back and has been sharing what he learned with them, and he's back now. He was the one that people at the Maccabi Games Hill, he's the one on the unicycle carrying the torch. So it's something that's really worth seeing just for the circus value, but also to see what young people can do. These are young people as young as 10 and 11 doing really advanced work and doing real team building in a sense that some politicians might want to pay attention to.
Point well made. Hala, what's it meant for you, working with these kids and having this experience and coming here and having them go to your home?
For one, she's the main translator because she speaks English and Arabic and Hebrew.
And not all the kids do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you so good with languages?
Like, we start to learn Arabic, Jewish, and English from we are 6 or 7. And we have
really
to continue till we finish the school. And I like English. My aunt teaches English, and after 2 months, I'm going to go to the college to study English.
You're going to study English in college?
Yes.
Well, that brings up something I'm curious about. What other interest do you have? Do you have a favorite subject or another hobby that you're passionate about?
I like English, just English.
English? Yeah. English and gymnastics.
Circus.
Yes. Right. Maya, what about you?
No, circus is really my only hobby. I'm looking at circus colleges to audition to in February and hopefully attend next fall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can you guys look ahead? I don't know. Do you have any idea about where you'd like to be or what you'd like to be doing when, say, you're 25 years old? Any idea?
Mm-hmm. I would like to be touring with a circus company, hopefully seeing the world and spreading more circus, maybe coaching.
To continue my studying in English, to get my... like to be a doctor for English, professor, something like that, and to continue with the circus, like to come see me. I come here, I don't know.
Have you had a good time so far?
Yeah.
Jessica, I know that you're going to be performing at Ballpark Village. How did that happen?
The last time when they were here, we took them to a Cardinals game, and they were in awe at all these people streaming towards the stadium, all dressed in red. They thought that was amazing. And then you had this huge stadium full of people and no fighting. They were just watching the game, and they thought that was pretty amazing. So we're super excited that we'll be performing at Ballpark Village and then attending a game on Tuesday, August 9th. So people should come early. See us at 5:15 at Ballpark Village.
And you've got a lot of dates. Most are open to the public. Some are private events, right?
Right. And it's all online at circusharmony.org. We are posting constantly on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so they can get all the dates there. We're also really thrilled to be performing at the Ferguson Community Center on August 10th, and especially because we're going to be continuing with Peace Through Pyramids partnership with the Ferguson children.
Well, thank you all for being here. We'll look forward to see you in the ring. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Steve Potter speaking with Circus Harmony Artistic and Executive Director Jessica Hentoff, St. Louis Arches member Maya Zuckerman, and Galilee Circus member Hala Asadi about the two groups' collaboration and performances as the Galilee Arches. Their show, Peace Through Pyramids, will be presented a number of times at the City Museum and other locations during the next 10 days. There will be a performance Tuesday at 5:15 p.m. at Ballpark Village and one at the Ferguson Community Center on Wednesday afternoon at 3. More information is available at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Kim Oswalt, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.